SBC Radio.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Joe, 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 it's time to go, go, go. You're just so status quo. Both friend and foe, no, you're a no-go, Joe.
Man, I love that song. My favorite.
Come on, man.
SBC Radio Show with Stu and Rich.
Mojo 50 Radio, that is the iHeart station. Just search that station, Mojo 50, inside of iHeart. You can listen to this low-budget afternoon radio program live weekdays, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern. If you can't catch us then, don't fret, don't frown, don't be sad. Find us anywhere that you get your favorite podcasts, as well as social media. I am still truthing over on Twitter, believe it or not. Telegram, I love that place. And then on Parler at Real Stu Peters. Just find me. The truth always lives at redvoicemedia.com. We have a packed program today. First, we'll check in with the America First fiduciary, Carlos Cortez, Cortez Wealth Management, in the free state of Florida. He will join us momentarily to talk about a big announcement that he has. Also, we have State Representative Jake Hoffman out of Arizona. Now, Jake has successfully gotten through some serious legislation that has teeth as far as election reform is concerned. This stuff is going to restore real confidence in American voters like you and myself. We thought our vote didn't count. This is the type of stuff they're leading by example down in Arizona. Jake Hoffman will join us to tell us about his celebration, and we'll congratulate him on the things that he's been able to accomplish down there. I'm telling you, it has teeth. Also, we will check in with National Files senior reporter Patrick Howley, who's going to talk to us about the subversion of the military, and United States Congressman Pete Sessions out of Texas will tell us how Texas got through the crippling storm. I'm sure he's not going to mention anything about solar and wind power. You think that's what it was? You think that's what got us through this? Also, what's going on with Governor Abbott down there? The state has reopened. Is it too little, too late? Why has Florida been open the whole time? It took Texas way too long. And what about the COVID-positive illegals that are pouring into the state down there in Texas? First, we go to Carlos Cortez at the Cortez Wealth Management Headquarters with a huge announcement. Carlos, welcome to PC Radio.
Hey, Stu, thanks for having me. I'm just really, really excited. I'm absolutely thrilled to help the listeners that are calling in. But as I've been listening to a lot of listeners, they all have pretty much the same concern. And what I decided to do is, and this is a big deal for me, is actually we're going to, Cortez Wealth Management is officially going to be the home of America First Retirement Plan. And so what that entitles is really five major key elements. First and foremost, we want safety first. Number two, we only want to deal with companies that are here in America. How many times, Stu, have you called your financial institution only to be outsourced and called to someone in Malaysia or India? I can't stand that. And it's embarrassing when someone has to speak to someone else. That is a company that doesn't have America First. So
you should
we
not
X
have to
out.
Say, can I please speak with somebody whose primary language is English? You shouldn't have to say
exactly.
that.
Exactly. So if they're willing to have advisors service, their in-house advisor service internationally that doesn't abide by the rules that us financial fiduciaries, we have a lot of rules and regulations that we have to abide to, audits and licensing. They don't have to do that over there. And they could tell you whatever they want to. So we also, in this plan, number one, obviously, was safety first. Number two, we're going to keep America American companies domestic. We're going to keep your financials domestic. And number three, a lot of the elites have only had access to the tax laws. Now we're going to empower our listeners, power our clients here at Cortez Wealth Management with tax laws that take advantage of, you know, your retirement, that give the little guy the you know, no longer for Congress. I mean, there's a lot of tax law out there. And with an in-house CPA, we're able to help clients literally save tax-free, literally grow their assets tax-free. That is important because once you go into Social Security, I will tell you this, this is how they will manipulate clients into thinking they're going to have a long-lasting retirement in Social Security. That is true. But if you have a 401k and IRA, that IRA counts towards your Social Security, the penalization through an earnings test. So step four is we're going to take advantage of not just growing your assets and protecting it with American domestic company, but we're going to grow it in a tax efficient manner that only the rich, wealthy people knew. Most of them were politicians. We're going to give that to our Americans.
So you're saying there's an opportunity for the pauper like me, the America first, freedom embracing, liberty loving, flag hugging patriot that I am, that I love my country. I want to set up a financial future for myself. I want to set it up for my children. I want my grandchildren's grandchildren to have a fair shake here in America, both financially and with their individual freedom. You now are taking that America first platform and bringing it into the finance world as an America first fiduciary. And that is your commitment.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's huge. And, you know, that is huge. I'm telling you, folks, this is really, really big. And this is what I was saying. This is what I've been talking about, Carlos, on this program for many, many months now since you joined us. Okay. I have said, do business with an America first fiduciary. Now you're actually saying it. I love it. This is the movement, folks. You got to get on board because America has to come first. And your finances are a big part of that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the fifth element to this whole America first financial plan, I'm thinking about changing it to American first, because I want it to impact every American. But number five is the most dear to me, is the stress test. So step one, safety first. Number two, we're going to deal with American only companies. We're going to lower your fees. Step three, number four, we're going to take advantage of the tax laws that are given to us, which are our rights. And number five, we're going to put all that together and throw it in a market simulator that will stress test it, even during times of 2008 or when Trump questioned China in 2018 in December. You guys remember, if you don't, 2018, we had a massive meltdown in the market because Trump decided to air the dirty laundry and stop the daggone tariffs or impose tariffs because China was taking advantage of America and we were losing $400 billion to China just on dumb stuff. So they never ever came up with a solution. And I think their bioweapon plandemic was China's solution to get back with us.
Yes, so, absolutely. And I will tell you this, if you don't believe that China Joe is in bed with China, and if you don't believe that there's market manipulation going on, inflation going on, false hope going on, propaganda, lies, the spewing of information that is not true, believe me, it's happening because they want to make this president look like a legitimate president, even though we all know that he is illegitimate and that he does not put America first, but yet he puts China first. And here's why, Carlos, because he's owned. Quid pro quo Joe has made deals with countries that are adversarial to the United States for many, many years. He's been in government for 48 years. He is owned. The guy is the biggest swamp creature of all of them. And the thing that comes before power, the thing that comes before control, the thing that becomes before compliance is money. Money is the root of all evil. And I'm telling you, the guy is controlled. He's bought. He's paid for. And there is big time manipulation going on right now to make you feel secure when you're really not. Am I right? Am I over the target here?
Yeah, you are 100% right. I mean, let's face it. We are expressing our opinions. We come from a truthful heart. We don't have a hidden agenda here. And we have to keep the America First platform moving. And what I love about America First, it actually is so translucent that it goes down to every American. We need to take care of every American. And you know what? The America First retirement plan is not just for us right wingers. You could be a Democrat. You know, you can still love America. I don't know how, but you can still
Be a
Democrat.
Here's how, because there are sane Democrats out there. But the thing that's going to have to happen is that these Democrats out there that are sane have to realize that the Democrat Party is not the Democrat Party. This party has been hijacked by liberal radical communists who want more than to destroy the framework of this country. And a big part of that framework is the financial infrastructure of this country. You bring America to its knees by bringing Americans to their knees. And that's what they're trying to do. So the walk away movement is going to continue to get bigger and bigger as Democrats realize, hey, this is not the party. I can't let this thing go this far left. This thing is going off the cliff. This is radical. This is unbelievable. These are terrorists. These are communists.
Right.
I don't want totalitarianism here in America. And I think there's a lot of Democrats that are waking up to that.
Yeah, I agree. And quite frankly, I mean, it's the God honest truth. Do you love your country or not? Have you been to other countries? Have you seen what they've gone through? Why hurt that freedom? Why hurt that freedom? My dad fought in the army, as well as all the kids I went to school with. I lost a lot of friends growing up because their dad had passed away in Desert Storm. and I had to make new friends every single year because mom moved. Why take that away, that awesome sacrifice, the glory of that sacrifice that we need to honor on a day-to-day basis? And politics and money have literally tried to destroy the ultimate sacrifices of our troops. And freedom isn't free. Freedom is not free.
The cost of freedom is death. And to your father, we're thankful for his service. Also, your father was a pastor. You are a God first, America first patriot, a sole proprietor, an independently owned fiduciary. You're not controlled by these Chinese backed banks. You're not controlled by these Canadian backed conglomerates. You're not part of the Wall Street banksters. You genuinely care as a father and as a husband yourself. You have values. And that's why people need to call you an America First fiduciary. Call Carlos Cortez, Cortez Wealth Management, 813-448-3446, or visit him online at CortezWM.com. You also have an exciting new website coming. We're not going to announce it yet, but I have information about that as well. Carlos Cortez, thank you so much. We'll see you on Monday. All right? Have a blessed weekend. Patriotically Correct continues with Patrick Howley coming up next. Hey, it's Stu Peters here to talk to you about Verve Forever, a CBD company, not just any CBD company. So listen up. This is a veteran-owned, America First-owned, Patriot-owned CBD company. Tim Klund is an America First Patriot, and he is the sole proprietor, the CEO, the founder of Verve Forever, who guarantees that they have the highest quality CBD at the most affordable prices. I can personally attest to the truth of that statement. I was going to require shoulder surgery. No longer do I have to have shoulder surgery. I will not be in a sling for 6 weeks. I will not be incapacitated. I will not be decapitated. Now, I don't know if Verve can help with that. If you're facing those types of things, maybe it's best to call your local police department. However, Verve Forever can help you with a whole lot of ailments, whether it's physical pain, mental pain, anxiety, stress, PTSD, ADHD. Verve can help with those things. Verve can also help with physical pain. If you have knee pain, ligament pain, joint pain, muscle pain. Now, I was going to have to require shoulder surgery because of the pain that I had in my shoulder. No longer am I going to be laid up for 6 weeks, 8 weeks, whatever it is. I will no longer need to be in a sling and then cross my fingers, hope, and pray to God that the surgery works. You know why? Because CBD works. It's holistic. It's natural. The cannabinoids get all built up in your body, and Verve Forever works for me. I rub the topical pain cream on there. Occasionally, I use a pain strip. Not all the time, but I'm telling you, within 20 minutes of the application of this stuff to my wife's head when she had a migraine headache, I mean, literally, she couldn't even get out of bed, right? The stuff was originating from behind her ear. She put this stuff back there, and magically, in 20 minutes, her headache was completely gone. Verve Forever. You can find information about Verve at StuPeters.com. That's Stu, S-T-E-W, like the stuff you eat. StuPeters.com for Verve Forever.
Censored by Twitter, shadow banned on Facebook, and hated by fake news media. The Patriotically Correct Radio Show with Stu and Rich. Mojo 5-0 Radio.
All kinds of stuff going on across the nation. We will check in with Arizona State Representative Jake Hoffman. Huge wins down in Arizona for election reform, making it so that your vote counts. Every legal vote counts. That's the America First stance, and they're leading by example down there, hoping that the other 49 will follow. Now joined by the senior reporter from National File, Patrick Howley, who has some information and some breaking stuff going on with the powers of the commander-in-chief. Patrick, what's going on?
Hi, Stu. Well, you know, today the Biden White House press secretary Jen Psaki has confirmed that the Biden White House will cooperate with Congress on revising and renegotiating the war powers authorization that the commander in chief currently enjoys. The current precedent was put in place in both 1991 and 2002, gives the commander in chief wide and almost total latitude on carrying out military interventions overseas. Since Biden launched the airstrike in Syria just days ago, it is becoming increasingly obvious to Democrats that this guy might actually blunder them into some kind of nuclear war that they could be blamed for, especially starting out in Syria, where you have big tensions with Vladimir Putin, who has moved troops into northeastern Syria to have a stare down with Biden's troops on the U.S. side. So as we have this Cold War scenario, even Democrats like Tim Kaine are pushing to try to revise the war power authorization. authorization. So it's unclear at this time what the new authorization is going to be. Obviously, the deep state embedded bureaucrats are not going to give up their total control, but it will be revised in such a way that Joe Biden himself will not be essentially the commander-in-chief the way that recent presidents have been the commander-in-chief. Biden or Biden's handlers, because obviously Biden doesn't know where he is, have basically agreed to this. Jen Psaki confirmed today. And I think it's pretty clear to see why the Democrats don't want Joe Biden to be the commander-in-chief in the real sense of the term, with full power and full nuclear codes, considering his mental state, as seen in this recent clip with Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, we have that here. He's laser sharp.
And if we continue to stay laser focused on getting shots in people's arms, responding to the economic crisis, it's going to open up a lot of hearts and a lot of doors for us tomorrow to do the many more things we know we have to do. So I want to thank you all. I really mean it from the bottom. I want to thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'm happy to take questions if that's what I'm supposed to do, Nance, whatever you want me to do.
Did they cut his feed? I mean,
yes, they cut him off right before the questions. They decided he would not be taking questions. So I think that's a smart move for them, because you never know what he might do or what he might say. There is a clip that shows very clearly Joe Biden using the N-word the other day. He rambles on in a very incoherent fashion. And I think Democrats are realizing that if he accidentally starts a nuclear war, then that would be very bad for him. And as it stands, the powers of the presidency are concentrated in the White House. Kamala Harris even was not briefed on the recent Syria strike. So as these neoliberal war machine demagogues move us closer into a world war with Vladimir Putin, beginning in Syria with their desire to topple Assad, not to mention their desire to coup Vladimir Putin, including using Alexei Navalny, who has now been jailed in Russia, they are blundering us really into a World War III scenario. And we have to ask ourselves, is the military really on our side? And the answer is increasingly not. You have the new Navy reading list, which has books on it, including Sexual Minorities in Politics and How to Be an Anti-Racist. You have active special forces being warned, do not post any memes of Pepe the Frog on social media. You have the Biden Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin ordering that every branch of the military must stand down in order to have a big dialogue about so-called white supremacy and extremism. The Pentagon saying there may be cultural issues we have to deal with here. We have the Democrat Jackie Speier, who chairs the Military Personnel Committee, wanting the Biden administration to scan all military recruits on their social media pages for any links to so-called white supremacy or violent extremism. And then perhaps most disturbingly, you have multiple ex-CIA officers, including the ex-CIA Counterterrorism Center Director Robert Grenier in the New York Times, comparing the people who went into the Capitol on January 6th, the Trump grandmas and the Trump grandpas who walked around the Capitol, comparing them to Al-Qaeda, and even Robert Grenier comparing them to Al-Qaeda in Iraq. Now, I don't think that comparison makes sense, because Al-Qaeda in Iraq, of course, was supported by the U.S. And supported by the Obama administration, and then they evolved into ISIS. So I don't think that's necessarily going to happen in the case of the Trump grandmas. But you're talking about deep state embedded people, the military-industrial complex talking about using counterinsurgency tactics against the Trump grandmas. Pelosi's former general, who she appointed to lead this 9/11-style commission into the January 6th incident, General Honoré, it leads something called the Green Army, which has protested on the steps of the Louisiana state capitol and has vowed to, quote, pack the house and try to fill the legislative chamber there in Louisiana to push environmentalist bills. So these are far left radicals who are increasingly taking over the military. And that's a very disturbing thing for patriots in this country.
Not only that, but we're talking about now drone striking Trump supporters.
But my question for you is around incitement. We had a policy, and it was very controversial. It was carried out under the Bush years and under the Obama years, of attacking terrorism at its root, of going after and killing, and in the case of Amar al-Awlaki, an American, a Yemeni American, with a drone strike for the crime of inciting violence, inciting terrorism. Mitch McConnell was in the Senate then. He was in the Senate after 9/11, too. How does Mitch McConnell, who understands that the way you root out terrorism is to take on, in the case of Islamic terrorism, kill those who incite it, how does he not vote to convict someone that he said on the floor of the Senate incited an insurrection?
Did she say what I think she just said?
She did indeed. Nicole Wallace did indeed say what you think she said, and suggested the possibility of killing so-called domestic insurrectionists here on American soil. So that's what we're talking about. That's what the mainstream media has come to. And frankly, we are being led by idiots. We're being led by geriatric, mumbling morons who spill soup on themselves, who inspire no confidence, who are making us a laughingstock on the world stage. And they perceive their enemies as being domestic enemies. So they're going to start declaring war on Trump supporters here in America. And they're also going to start declaring war on Vladimir Putin because they resent all the oil business that he does, and they are going to further inflame tensions all over the world. And now we're seeing too that ISIS is coming back. ISIS is becoming ascendant again. Oh, who could have thought that ISIS, which was created during the Obama administration, would come back just as the Western neoliberal gangsters are trying to topple Bashar al-Assad in Syria for their oil business? Look, we are in disturbing times, and as the commander-in-chief apparently is going to give up a lot of power when it comes to war powers and the authorization to wage war, the question is, who's going to take over those powers, and who are we even being governed by at this point? Who is the real president? Is it Valerie Jarrett? Is it Susan Rice? It's certainly not Joe Biden. And I think we are in a waking nightmare. But you know what? We're going to keep reporting on it, and we're going to keep telling people the truth. And hopefully the situation is going to correct itself if enough people get engaged to go out to the polls in 2022 and we fix our voting system.
Going to keep reporting on it. Going to keep telling the truth. You do it well over at National File. That's Patrick Holley, senior reporter over there. Do you think that the government, mainly Democrats or those that want to strip this power, are concerned that it's possible he pushes the wrong button and one of these nuclear warheads might circle back?
Absolutely, 100%. And, Vladimir Putin would not hesitate if a nuclear weapon started coming his way. He wouldn't hesitate to hit the United States back. And so I think that the Democrats are beginning to realize that they could be culpable in some kind of nuclear Armageddon scenario by putting this ridiculous moron, this mentally empty shell of a man, into the presidency of the United States. So they're trying to save themselves, really, from the potential of a World War III. But, the World War III brigade is going to keep marching forward because these neoliberal gangsters are determined to fight Putin and to try to assert themselves in the Middle East in a very destructive way.
He joins us every day, Patrick Holley. You mentioned ISIS coming back. It's really weird. In the absence of, real leadership, in the absence of a backbone in the White House, in the absence of an America First mentality and leader, that criminals would come back. I wonder if this is similar to how maybe crime will come back when we get rid of police. It's really weird. The defund movement is on in America. Coming up next, we will talk to State Senator Jake Hoffman out of Arizona. We're talking big time election reform right here as PC Radio continues. Go nowhere. My name is Stu Peters. One of the things that I promise you on this program is that I will always tell you the truth. It may not be a popular opinion. It may not be socially acceptable. It may not even be less than vulgar. We're all humans here. I do my best to maintain a level of professionalism. However, I will never care about your feelings. I am here to tell you the truth. Okay, so just so we understand, I am friends of yours. I care about America. I care about your kids. I care about the future of this country and our republic. I care about saving it. And I care about your finances, which is why I am comfortable recommending to you an America First fiduciary by the name of Carlos Cortez at Cortez Wealth Management. He's the premier sponsor here at Patriotically Correct. But not only that, he's a good friend of mine. And the friendship that we have quickly developed, we are brothers in Christ. And we are also very close because we both care greatly about our republic. We're both fathers, we're both husbands, and we are both America First patriots. Visit Carlos Cortez online. Seriously, give him a call. Don't write the number down and call him tomorrow. Call him today. Seriously, I am telling you, if your financial future matters to you, you owe it to yourself to give him a call. Hear him out. He knows what he's talking about, and he does care about you. I'm telling you, this is not some big Chinese or Canadian-backed conglomerate bank or these Wall Street gangster banksters. Carlos Cortez, an independent fiduciary who really cares about you. Visit him online at CortezWM.com. That's CortezWM.com.
Patriotically correct, politically biased, emotionally disturbed. On behalf of all of us at Mojo, we apologize. Stewart's and Richard, PC Radio.
And we will be checking in with Richard Leonard, who is out this week in an undisclosed location, I believe, south of our border. I think it was harder for Richard to get into Mexico than it is for illegals to get into the United States. Going the other way, we'll check in with U.S. Congressman Pete Sessions down in Texas to talk to him a little bit about that coming up. But first, he's a constitutional conservative and America First legislator. Jake Hoffman is a member of the Arizona House of Representatives, a 2020 elector for President Trump, a contributing columnist for townhall.com, and president and CEO of Rally Forge, one of the nation's top conservative creative agencies. And Hoffman joins us now. Jake, welcome to PC Radio. How are you?
Thanks, Stu. It's great to be here. I'm doing well.
Good. Representative Hoffman, the talk in the country is election reform, transparency, a fair process that will restore confidence in the voters' world. You're leading by an example in Arizona, and you personally have been responsible for authoring, sponsoring, and now affecting legislation that's going to show the remaining 49 states how to grab a hold of, their testicular fortitude, maybe, and deny Biden and his radical cronies in the federal government the power and control they're seeking to finish off the authoritarian takeover they're pushing for. Congratulations on getting these things through. Real quick, tell the listeners, is this stuff going to have some teeth?
So, yeah, it is. And look, that's one of the big problems that as Americans we see with government and politics in general, is that there's this double standard, right? There's the, you know, one set of rules for the ruling class and one set of rules for all of us regular people. And so what we've done in most of the pieces of legislation that I'll talk about today is election integrity is not a matter of, you know, individual importance to one particular segment of society. It's important to every person, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. So we've added penalties, class 6 or class 5 felonies, to the majority of the election integrity reforms that we're making, because we want our county recorders, we want our Secretary of State to know that this is a matter that is serious, that people care about it, and you will not mess with the integrity of our election.
Yeah, I mean, you're starting immediately to restore the confidence in our democratic system of voting, which is fantastic. I mean, 2020, obviously abnormalities and inconsistencies. I refer to it as a fraudulent and stolen election constantly on this program because I don't self-censor. I know that other people have to be a little bit more careful because they don't want to be banned from their platforms. But let's talk specifically about some of the things that you're doing in Arizona. And then I want you to tell us, is this stuff going to catch like wildfire and spread throughout the country? Can we expect the other 49 to follow suit?
Well, look, I hope that it will. I mean, again, election integrity is an issue of national importance. It's an issue of national security importance, right? When you talk about election integrity, let me give you an example. One of the bills that we just passed out of the House is HR 2569 or HB 2569. And what it would do is it would prohibit the private funding of elections, right?
Oh,
so
yes.
We saw big tech billionaires come in and donate $400 million, almost half a billion dollars, to two nonprofits that then went all across the country into key districts that they felt was strategically advantageous for them and re-granted that money to help them to, well, I should say, to quote, help them run the 2020 general election. I'm sorry, that is a bridge too far. That is a rabbit hole that we in Arizona, and I hope every state in this country, does not want to go down. We do not want, whether it's individuals or whether it's nation states veiling their money through nonprofits and obscuring it through other means, we do not want anyone outside of the elected officials responsible for appropriating money and coming up with election laws to influence the operation, the administration, and the management of our elections.
And you're talking HB 2569, that'll prohibit the private funding of people like Zuckerberg, is who I think you were talking about at that $400 million mark. There were a few others that you sent, HB 2039, prohibiting hand count audits to be statistically significant with a 99% confidence level. That's amazing.
Yeah, so look, except real quick, it doesn't prohibit it, it actually requires it, right?
Got it, yes.
So the reality is we had a 2% hand count audit requirement. And so when I ask even other legislators, I say, well, where did the 2% come from? Oh, I don't know. The answer is it was a legislative compromise about 12 years ago. The legislature wanted 10%. The county recorder said, oh, that's too high. We'll never be able to do that. So they compromised at 2%. It has no basis in mathematical or statistical fact whatsoever. And so what we're doing is adding in a 99% confidence level for those hand count audits. So the citizens know it actually mattered. It actually was a a sample size large enough to provide confidence in the hand count audit process.
Yeah, along with the evidence deniers, we have the evidence minimizers is what I call them. Well, it's only 1%, it's only 2%, but if you take that number exponentially, I mean, it makes a huge difference. The point is here, Representative Hoffman, is that every single person's vote must count. Every single vote must count.
Every single legal vote must count.
Correct. Right? Yes.
And that's a really important distinction. And that's where a lot of these come from. You know, we look to across the country, right? And it's funny, the Democrats in our state are dumbfounded by the idea that we would enact a law that we haven't had a problem for, right? That we haven't had a problem with. And so we have HB 2792, which prohibits the mass mailing of ballots to voters that didn't request a mail-in ballot. In Arizona, we have a very successful, what I would call a quasi-absentee ballot process. You have to proactively and affirmatively request that you want a mail-in ballot. Well, we had a county recorder tried, unsuccessfully so, but he tried to mass mail ballots to every single registered voter. Well, look, when we look across the country, we see that there are systemic problems with doing that. There are serious issues in compromising the integrity of the entire election. And so that's something that, while we didn't have that specific problem, we're putting it in place because we don't want to experience that problem. You know, elections are not like most other areas of the law. Most other areas of the law, you can have a one-off situation and then address it retroactively or after the fact, right? And be okay moving forward.
Right.
But if you don't have safeguards in place on your elections and you run into a serious problem, the issues are potentially 2 years or 4 years in the future before you can undo that problem, right? And so we want to get to these things in advance. Another one was HB 2793, which requires an affirmative request to be registered to vote. And you would think that that is just plain old common sense, that someone needs to ask to register to vote. Somebody needs to check the box at the DMV, or somebody needs to fill out the form, or somebody, we have online voter registration in Arizona,
yep.
Right? And God forbid you take the 37 seconds to go and actually complete the form and submit the form to register to vote. The Democrats have bemoaned this because what we've actually been able to get them to begin advocating for is what's called mandatory voter registration. And that's anytime you interact with a government entity, whether it's the MVD, whether it's welfare, whether it's low-income housing, you name it. If you interact with the government, they will mandatorily and automatically register you to vote.
And this adds a class 6 felony for violating the statute as well. And I should mention on the previous one about the mail-in votes or the mass mailing of ballots, rather, that would add a class 5 felony for violating that statute. People are going to be held accountable. They're going to go to jail if they violate this stuff, which says, yes, this does have some teeth. This is a big deal.
Yeah. Well, and look, the reason why the mail-in ballot one has a class 5 felony, the others have a class 6, is because if our county recorders in our two largest counties, which is Pima County and Maricopa County, Pima County overwhelmingly Democrat, Maricopa County, it's kind of a swing county, mm-hmm. but they make up the absolute lion's share of our state. If those county recorders make the decision to mass mail ballots in flagrant violation of the law, they've compromised the integrity of the election for every single other county in our state. And so we think that that is a very, very serious thing, and we want them to be fearful of violating that provision.
HB 2794 prohibits an agent of the government from modifying a statutorily prescribed election deadline. Explain that.
So we had a situation here where the Secretary of State made a compromise with an out-of-state New York law firm on the voter registration deadline. And the court signed off on it, but the Secretary of State made the decision to compromise and change the deadline for when you can register to vote. Now, that is statutorily prescribed. And so here's the thing, because the Democrats have made a big deal about this by saying, oh, well, when in the 5 days that we extended the voter registration deadline, Republicans got the advantage. My response to that is, you know what? That shows why we are being altruistic, and that shows why, even if something benefits us, if it's not in the best interest of election integrity, we want to make a law that says, no, that is not a good practice. And so what this would do is it would prohibit any agent of the state, whether that's the governor in a settlement, the secretary of state, a county recorder, et cetera, from engaging in these sue and settle type of lawsuits, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Where they can come and willy-nilly change election laws that the legislature has very intentionally prescribed for a reason.
Yeah. If you're winning and you're up by 3 touchdowns, then now your future touchdowns only count for 2 points, whereas the opposition's team counts for now 22 points, right? It's changing the rules as you go along to make it nearly impossible for you to lose. I think this is the thing. So many conservatives I talk to, Jake, are, I'm never going to vote again. I mean, that's tragic that there are people in this country who are saying that. An overwhelming amount of people are saying, I'm never going to, why would I ever do it again if it doesn't count? This stuff is huge. Now, is there any possibility that any of this gets watered down before it becomes law?
So the beautiful thing about the way that, because most of these are mine, the beautiful thing about the way that I write pieces of legislation, they're very, very simple. You know, we're used to seeing out of Washington, D.C., whether it's the Republicans or the Democrats, quite frankly, we're used to seeing these giant 700 plus page bills.
Yeah. And you got to pass them to see what's in them.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And that's a terrible way to legislate. So most of these bills are 2 sentences. They are very simple. There's not a lot to water down. I'm not fearful of that. Honestly, the thing that I'm still kind of questioning is whether or not the governor will sign them. And so that's going to be a part of the process as they start to make their way through the Senate. I will be reaching out to the governor's office, having conversations with him and his chief of staff. But these are very, very simple and very sound election integrity reforms. There really shouldn't be, if you're an honest arbiter of the conversation, right, of public debate, none of these should be controversial.
Jake, let me ask you a question. I mean, is there any reason why Doug Ducey wouldn't want fair, transparent elections and a secure process? I mean, is there any reason that you can speculate?
On the election side, he has done a good job. He was not in charge of certifying the Arizona election. That was the Democrat Secretary of State, Katie Hobbs. And this is why we always say elections have consequences. We need to be aware, right? That, you know, if you elect a Democrat in that position, their job is to certify elections, right?
Yeah.
And so he's done a good job. I don't have any reason to believe he won't sign them. That is just the biggest question mark in the process still at this time.
Where can people call? What can people do to encourage that this stuff is not watered down and that it is signed and that it becomes final?
Yeah. So you're going to want to call. These are going to be party line votes. So people and look, these can be people from all across the country, because as we saw, it's not just what happens in Arizona. Now that Arizona is a swing state, doesn't just affect Arizonans. It affects everybody. And so who you're going to want to call are the Republicans in the Arizona State Senate, and obviously call the governor's office and let them know HB 2039, HB 2569, HB 2792, 93, 94, and HB 2811 are all winners and are all good things for election integrity reform.
All of those will be at redvoicemedia.com. We're going to highlight exactly what each one of these things are that you announced here on today's program. And we're going to make sure that everybody knows about this. And like Jake said, remember, you don't have to be in Arizona to make these calls. You don't have to be in Arizona to lobby for this to be taking place in your state as well. Every single state should be focusing on these, cracking down and having penalties involved for anybody who violates any of these things. Jake Hoffman, really appreciate you being here. Thank you so much. And congratulations to you.
Thanks, too.
Hope to talk to you again soon. More powerful conversation continues as PC Radio continues with U.S. Congressman Pete Sessions. Coming up next, go nowhere. My name is Stu Peters. 60 seconds. We'll be right back. The people over at Verve Forever, the CBD company that I'm always talking about here, want you to know that they guarantee the highest quality CBD at the most affordable prices. And that's all great and everything. That's wonderful. And it does work. I'm a customer of theirs and I use it for my shoulder. My wife has used it for migraines. I use the oil to maintain just a good mental state, a calm. It helps me with stress and anxiety. There's a lot of that going on. A lot of us are dealing with big stress and anxiety. And Tim Klun, the founder of Verve, actually started this to help veterans because he wanted to continue to serve the veteran community with PTSD, anxiety, stress, ADHD, things like that, that are very common in our military personnel. And this stuff works. If you use CBD, then you know that it works. But if you're using another company and you're not using an America First Patriot-owned company, if you're not using a veteran-owned company, why? Why aren't you? Seriously, we get stuck in ruts. It's really easy to just keep on going with the subscription that you have, and your CBD arrives every month, every 2 weeks, whatever it is. But just stop it. Seriously, we have to be committed to doing business with America First, Patriot, veteran-owned companies. Verve Forever is one of those companies. You can find more information on Verve and how it works at StuPeters.com. StuPeters.com for Verve Forever. Just go to StuPeters.com.
Broadcasting live from the highest cloud of privileged patriotism, the PC Radio Show is on Mojo 5-0 Radio.
That's right. Mojo 5-0 Radio is the station you can find this low-budget afternoon radio program. Join the other 2.6 million wonderful America First Patriots that are here every single day, 6 p.m. Eastern. If you can't catch us then, don't fret, don't frown, don't be sad. You can find us anywhere that you get your favorite podcast. Also, check us out in Twitter, Telegram, and on Parler. The truth always lives at redvoicemedia.com. Texas recently went through the ringer with an historical storm that crippled the state for weeks, but they rebounded because everything is bigger in Texas. Now, Texas has opened businesses, throwing masking out the window where it belongs. They've banned social media censorship. They're literally being invaded by aliens. Lots going on in the great state. And here to talk with us about all of it is a proven conservative leader born and raised in Texas, Congressman Pete Sessions. Welcome back to PC Radio. It's good to see you this time. I know last time we spoke, Congressman, you were out of power. You were in the cold. It was terrible down there. Tell us how you got through it.
Well, Stu, it's an amazing thing that happened. Mother Nature, when she decides she wants to win, she does. In this case, the entire state of Texas, or said another way, our entire grid was completely inundated. Texas has built itself as an example for literally everybody to follow. We're the ones that people shoot at. We're the ones that get things done. But Mother Nature covered all 254 counties here in central Texas with 6 degrees for 120 hours. That is hard to recover when that happens, but we did. And so that's right. When we were speaking last time, it was just audio, no visual. What an opportunity for the state of Texas, however, to reevaluate what went wrong, fix what went wrong. And there were numerous things that occurred, and we are going to come back. There's a lot of homes that are decided if this has happened now once and twice, it'll happen again. So we're going to rebuild our own infrastructure.
Great opportunity to get things like that moving. And I know that you've been a big advocate of that. You're from Texas. You were born and raised there in Central Texas. You're familiar with Waco. Obviously, that's your hometown. If anybody knows how to lead, it's you. You've got 22 years of proven experience there in Congress serving the great people of Texas and of America. I want to talk about the lifting of the COVID restrictions. They're gone in Texas. Was this a political save for the governor, or is the reality of false narrative and fear factoring finally setting in?
I think it's a combination of a number of factors. First of all, the governor chose not to say that we will wait and pick a date out into the future that would be months away, saying we're going to keep the same type of activities going. The governor actually saw a lot of progress is being made. J&J is out with their one-shot a dose now, but we are under moving forward what I believe is good control of not only COVID, but our ability to effectively work with that. My son is a physician on the front lines, albeit South Carolina, as a medical doctor, and he has seen the same things in South Carolina. Of course, there are people that catch COVID and it is not good for them. But this is a personal responsibility, Adam, and I believe the governor recognized we're far enough along. The weather is coming around. We can open up our doors and windows. It fits for Texas. It may not fit somewhere else. But we are not going to let this COVID ruin our economy and be bigger than our resolve to beat it. Yeah. So the last point the governor would say is personal responsibility. You want to wear a mask, you wear a mask. But we're not going to put our police officers in charge of trying to go and ticket people and do things that, in my opinion, simply makes no sense in a state like Texas that's freedom bound.
Yeah, it's not only the police either that are acting as the, you know, new age brown shirts, I guess you would call them, enforcing these things. But it's also now judges in Florida. There was a story just the other day where a mother was stripped of her parental rights because she posted a picture to Facebook donning her maskless face. Imagine that. Texas recently banned social media censorship of opposing political viewpoints. Now, Congressman, I think that this is a state, Senate, or House type of legislation. I think the governor supports this. It would basically allow for anyone removed from a platform for political or religious viewpoints to get right back on. With that being said, Texas again leading the charge, this time in the fight back against the cancel culture that's ruining America. How do you view this cancel culture, and are you a staunch advocate of fighting back against that plague, that movement, that narcissistic type attitude that if you don't agree with us, then you're out of here?
My comments on these social sites have been blocked also. It is true that they have done this off political basis that I believe these companies have unwisely done. I believe that they serve really at the pleasure of the public. I think they've turned themselves into publishers now, which puts them, in my opinion, in another category. They're no longer just following their laws to protect themselves from liability. What they're actively trying to do is take advantage of any of that. And I think they have become publishers. I believe the United States Congress should lead the way, if not the Department of Justice. Now, you and I both know that it swung theoretically to help one side over another. And I believe that no matter how far you get out from whatever is in the public's viewpoint, let's just say that's in a mid-range. They took it out on the right, not the left. And I think that what you're seeing that's happening down in our state legislature is an agreement that we're going to not take it. We're going to do something about it. I don't know what the legislation says, but I would offer to you that it would probably empower the state of Texas to engage them in some sort of shenanigans that they're engaged in that would be related to their, I guess, whatever they feel like they have as some publisher, or where they think that they're immune from this because of liability. And I don't think that's true.
Were you an advocate of the 230 reform that President Trump was talking about before he left office? It's kind of my opinion that I feel like he left a little bit of power on the table by not addressing this thing before his final day in office.
These 50 or 60 words that were written in before the internet came around was meant to provide these companies with liability for what someone else had posted or put up. And in fact, it's being seen entirely differently now with that utilization. I think it's what I would call a bipartisan understanding that it is wrong. It's wrong in the way that they operate. So I hope it's bipartisan. I think the House and the Senate, Republicans and Democrats, would seek a fair adjustment to that. And yes, I am in favor of it. And I think the president did leave it on the table.
Yeah. We're talking with Congressman Pete Sessions of Texas, 22-year congressman leading in Texas as well as all over America. You're being invaded by aliens down there. There are confirmed reports of COVID-positive illegals pouring into the country via Mexico's border with your state. Is this an oversight, or is it your opinion that the left views this as an opportunity to keep the virus alive, thus allowing the control and compliance to continue working in their favor?
Well, it's my belief that they don't care either way, that what they want is the border to be open. They want unlimited number of people, regardless of the law, where they're from, to come in. But I think what's interesting is that during President Obama's time, the level that they were receiving at that time, they described at the highest point as critical, a critical problem that was facing the United States. There are now six times that number of people entering, and the Biden administration acts like it's another day of a walk in the park. In fact, it does present problems, but their solution about that is just release people. And that is dangerous to our country. That is dangerous. If not COVID, there are a lot of other diseases that are coming up, that are popping up in cities. But perhaps more importantly, these are going to large cities all across the country. School systems have to pay for it. The local people have to pay for the health care and these new opportunities that abound within these people who are coming to the country. And I think it's a real shame that the Biden administration does not recognize they need to get a handle on it, or it will simply continue to grow out of control, and it will be more than just COVID.
Yeah, Jen Psaki was saying that it's a non-crisis at the border. I mean, these are the people that say never let a crisis go to waste. And now we have, according to Red Voice Media, our syndicate, a story that was published just the other day, Congressman, we're talking up to 147,000 undocumented youth that will pour into our country. They'll bog down the educational system. They're not at age-appropriate educational levels. Their primary language is not English. It's going to affect our infrastructure. They're being put into these facilities, not cages, by the way, but they're being put into these facilities. So how do we deal with this? I mean, what when these kids are coming across by themselves in about a minute, how would you deal with this?
Well, I would have and would still build the wall. I would require people to follow the law. I would not message that it's okay to do this. You see, the president and the Democratic Party have messaged this is what they want. They are trying to bring the tired, the poor, the people to this country to keep this country in that same position. This country needs to catch up on itself. We need workers that can come to work. And at a time of COVID, to add a new class of people on top of this that are not only that we don't know about, that but come in very sick and have dramatically different needs medically and otherwise, I think it's a mistake until we're able to effectively have an administration and a border that's under control.
Very good. Congratulations on Texas and your ability to band together and get through that winter storm. It's incredible to have you again. We appreciate you being a friend of the show, and we hope that you'll come back and keep us updated on everything going on in Texas.
Stu, thank you very much. And thank you for your messaging to keep alive our idea. You see, they have a message of what their party stands for, and we do too.
That's right.
We believe in America being strong, America being safe, rule of law, but perhaps more than that, a brighter front for tomorrow and a face for Americans, because that is who we represent, and it can be done. Hope I did well enough to get invited back.
Congressman Pete Sessions, and One Nation Under God, by the way. God bless you, Congressman. We'll talk to you soon.
You bet.
Back with Richard Leonard right after this. Don't go anywhere. My name is Stu Peters. 60 seconds. Carlos Cortez announced on this program today that he had an America First retirement program. Super big. That's really huge. He's going to keep your finances here in the United States domestically. Why? Because he cares about this republic. He's an America First fiduciary. He's a God-fearing, patriotic soul, a husband, and a father. And he cares about the financial future of you and your family as well, which is why you need to call him. Carlos Cortez at Cortez Wealth Management promises that he is an America First fiduciary. And because of the retirement program that he's rolling out, you can call him and hear him out on how he can secure your retirement, secure the finances that you want to leave for your kids, maybe for your grandkids or their grandkids. This is what it's all about. We're here for such a short time. The real thing that we're here to do is set up the future for those that we love and care about the most. Carlos Cortez cares about you. We know that you care about your family, and I am comfortable pushing you towards Cortez Wealth Management. So give him a call. 813-448-3446. That's 813-448-3446. Or visit him online at CortezWM.com. For an America First fiduciary, visit CortezWM.com.
Twitter blew up. More offensive than a presidential tweet.
Russia, China, Japan, Mexico, all countries will respect us far more than they do under past administrations.
PC Radio with Stu and Rich. Mojo 5-0 Radio.
Before we go today, I want to check in with our confidant. Amazing guy. Look at this. Look at this guy right here trying to... He's going to try to sneak across the border or something. Richard Leonard, live from Mexico. Man, I'm here in the land of 10,000 traitors, the People's Republic of Minnesota, where it's, what is it? I think it's really warming up. We're hitting a heat wave. I think it's supposed to get up to 40 today. Looks like you're enjoying a beautiful climate down there in Mexico, given the southern friends of ours a little bit of this American currency, are you not?
That's true. And fear not, my friend. I'll be back very soon to help you with the traders.
All right. It looks like you got a pool down there. And now, is there a swim-up bar? Are you partaking a little bit?
There is no swim-up bar, but the waiters are very attentive. And the beach is, as you can see, it's very long.
Yeah.
We go for miles.
Swim up bars are kind of, they kind of gross me out anyways, Richard, because, you know, the guy that sits next to you and he sits there all day and he never gets up to take a piss. You kind of
too warm at the swim up
yeah,
bar.
You know exactly what's going on in those instances. So you'll be back soon on Patriotically Correct to help us out here. And remember, until he comes back, to fly low and avoid the radar. One day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save the radio!